on your controller. Don't always just leave it on to where it's running every Tuesday and Thursday or what have you, you know, however your system is set up. You can leave the program in place, but just put it on off. And then when you know you need irrigation the day before or the night before you're going to irrigate, go turn it on. But you've already went out, you've checked the soil to see if you actually need it. And then another important part is actually going back after you irrigate and trying to see how far did that water, did that moisture penetrate into that soil profile? Because if you're only watering, let's say, for 15 minutes, and that moisture is only penetrating an inch or maybe 2 inches into that soil profile, then the majority of your root system is probably going to end up right there in that upper part of the soil. And when we get in these heavy droughts, when we get into situations where the city comes and says, we can't water, or maybe only once a week or once every 2 weeks, those that have continued to water light and frequent irrigations are going to be the ones that'll have the most problems. The people that are watering deep, trying to get that soil moisture down 4 to 6 inches at least every time you water, and infrequent. In other words, water it, turn it back off, let it start drying down again. And when you start seeing the signs, you can start to see it turn a little bit of gray color. Maybe you're leaving footprints in the grass when you walk because there's no longer any turgor pressure in that leaf to keep it standing upright. Those are the signs that you need to say, okay, yeah, tomorrow night or tonight, I need to go ahead and turn that system on. And then again, you've already done your irrigation audit to determine how long you need to go and how efficient or how uniform that system is. And then hopefully you'll do well with the irrigation that you're putting out. And that way you're not wasting water. Because a lot of times if you water with just too little water, in my eyes, you're really wasting water. The plant's not benefiting all that much from it.
Or maybe even
you're getting more evaporation than you probably are transpiration from that plant. Yeah, exactly. And so, again, and you know, in our discussions right now, what we're talking about is well-established turf. If we're talking about newly established turf, if you're just sodding or you're just seeding or sprigging, it's a whole different game. Right. Because then, at that point, you do need to be watering light and frequent and during the day. So our ordinance says we're not supposed to water between noon and 6. But people can go and get a landscape water variance from the water department. There's a form online, and we use it in the parks department. And that allows you to water, I believe, 3 times between noon and 6. And that those are the critical hours, because in this heat, if you lay sod and you're not watering during that time, again, you're not trying to water the soil profile. What you're actually watering, you're just watering to cool the surface, to keep moisture at the soil surface, also in the canopy, because when the wind blows and you've got moisture on that leaf, it's a cooling effect across that canopy, and that'll allow for time for rooting. And then if you're seeding, the same thing. When that germinates, you know, that root is probably only a quarter to a half inch long. And so if that soil dries out during the afternoon, you could lose that individual plant. Even though there you have a lot of them out there, you could lose a whole area, and then you'd have to reseed again. And so there are different ways of trying to water appropriately. You're not watering a lot when you're doing it, when you're trying to establish your grass, but you need to practice or have practices in place for success.
Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the soil. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. What good information. I always like having Roger on here because, folks, one thing we got to love about West Texas, besides its great people, is we love when we have a good rain, and we love good information on water because we go a long time without it sometimes. So we did have some good rain here lately.
Oh, absolutely.
And boy, did we need it. Bad, bad, bad. But one thing that's a problem here, especially in San Angelo, Texas, especially in southwest San Angelo, Texas, is our soil.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, and we got some clay issues, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, your soils are going to be made up of sand, silt, and clay. Okay, and you know, for a sandy loam site, which is probably more preferred for landscapes, you know, you're talking, you know, in upwards of 50% to 60% sand. We just don't see that around here. We have loam type soils, which is basically a combination of the clay, silt, and sand. And then, of course, we have our clay loam and then our heavier clay sites. And obviously, different management practices for not only turf, but ornamental plants, trees, need to be in place depending on the type of soil that you have.
Well, and you know, we talked earlier, Roger, but I see a lot of it, too. We have some great, great builders in San Angelo. We're very fortunate. And I see over and over and over, I'm just being honest with you, people build a brand new house. And myself included, I've done it many times, and we do this and we do that and we pick out the appliances and then we kind of go over a little bit here and over a little bit there, and wife picks this and then I pick that and we wanted this extra deal over here and we got to run out of money. Mm-hmm. And we got to put the yard in and we think, well, they really need to put a lot of some good topsoil in. Golly, but we don't have the money and we don't do it. We throw the grass down or we spray it in or whatever we do, and there's, like you just said, there's not really good soil there.
Right,
and
right.
It goes right over either caliche or clay. And what you were just saying is it doesn't have that, it goes on a very hard soil, and that water seems to just kind of run right off.
Scott, we have the same issues in our parks throughout the city. You know, we have to manage each one of those parks differently a lot of times just because of the type of soil that we have. When I lived in Bernie years ago, I have pictures that I always show to my students about, you know, how some of these, you was talking about newly constructed sites. And obviously in the Bernie area in the Hill Country, they have very thin soils. It's a kind of a clay loam type soil, but there's not a whole lot of it there. It's rock.
Yeah.
And so what we would notice is that when the construction was done, instead of, you know, doing any kind of excavation or bringing in topsoil, they'd bring in what I call a sand smear. In other words, it looked very pretty at the end, but it was basically a small layer of sand that they would cover that landscape with and smooth it out. And then at that point, they would start planting. And then, you know, they were a lot of times sodding St. Augustine grass, even Bermuda grass was planted, different hybrids that are sod. And again, when I went in there with my soil probe and dug down, I mean, we were talking less than 2 to 3 inches of soil max that those plants had. And so, you're talking about, we talk about houses with foundations. Well, it's the same thing in your landscape. That soil is your foundation. And if you have a poor soil, if you have a very thin soil or not very deep, then again, you're talking about that's the reservoir for all of your water, all of your nutrients, and everything that that plant is going after. And so obviously, the more good topsoil that you use, the better soil that you have, normally the easier time it's going to be to manage that site. And again, it we're talking about water. You know, if you've got that small amount of soil, only a couple of inches worth, you're going to have to almost water that daily. And again, that goes against our ordinance and everything else. And so, again, it's like anything else. You go after that foundation. If you've got a good soil, then you're much better off. And you go in other parts of the state, even here in San Angelo, we have salt issues. You get around the Red Arroyo area. I've tested those soils. I've tested the water table in those soils in the Red Arroyo, and it is salty.
But